Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. My subject for today is about hormones such as PMS, perimenopause, and menopause. So today's blockbuster special will be FemBalance, Estroflavone, and Gestrone Cream. All of these can be mixed and matched. If you buy two bottles or more, you get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order and any questions you've got to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Joining me again today is Dr. Heiss, and he's going to help me discuss a very delicate subject, PMS, perimenopause, and menopause, all dealing with women's hormones. So I brought in the expert. Welcome back, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Renee.
Yeah, I call Dr. Heiss the expert, not just due to his professional experience, but also because of his personal experience. As you see in a household of eight family members, Dr. Heiss was the only male, and he managed to live and tell all about it. So tell us how well you survived that, Dr. Heiss.
I did. I tell you, the daughters come home with their families, and it's great. It is a blessing.
Yeah, for women, the foundation of good health is based on balanced hormones. Unfortunately, hormone issues can start very early in life. And by early, I'm talking about mid-teens. And this usually comes in the form of premenstrual syndrome. PMS is a condition that can affect 75% of menstruating women. And as many as 40% of these women have physical or emotional issues that can be so severe that it interferes with their daily activities and daily life. So PMS is both physical and emotional and can have a wide variety of signs and symptoms such as mood swings, irritability, depression, food cravings, fatigue, water retention, weight gain, crying spells, headaches, acne breakouts, cramps. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And in addition to all of this, as women who experience PMS, we feel helpless as our body reacts each month to this upcoming cycle. Yeah. And then if you're in that 25% of women that don't experience PMS, or if you're a man, it's hard to understand, you know, what's going on, or is there really something going on? Is that just an excuse? So especially since PMS symptoms can start anywhere from 5 to 11 days before the cycle begins and last as long as 7 days after the start of the menstruation. So, Dr. Heiss, can you kind of tell us, like, what causes PMS?
There are a number of different causes, and I'm going to give you my list, and maybe you can find a few others that I wasn't thinking of, but doing quantum reflex analysis and the measurement technique of being able to measure the energy that's flowing through from the brain to the organs there's an important electric dynamic here that governs and regulates. In other words, the brain is the motherboard computer. Mm-hmm. That's what talks to the body, including the organs like the ovaries and the uterus. And of course, when the person has PMS, there's going to be problems with depression, mood swings, irritability, some of these symptoms you were talking about. And so there's oftentimes electrodynamic problem. And you might be surprised to hear me say this, but when in practice, when I was testing patients, found frequently that there was a history. And when we tested them, we found that there was problems with head trauma. Mm-hmm. So how does that relate? Well, let me give you an illustration. If a person walks into their bedroom and they flip a switch and the light or the fan goes on in the ceiling, that requires electricity from the switch on the wall. Mm-hmm. But likewise, if the organ, in this case, the light or the fan, of your body is not working correctly, it's possible that the energetics from the electrical system, which in your body is the brain, if that's been disrupted, that sedates and alters the energy into those organs that are vitally dependent upon that electrical energy. So therefore, old head trauma, you may not even realize it, but when you do that QRA test, Renee, you can see the occurrence of that head trauma. In fact, you could actually test and find out when that occurred. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting. And many times I've had patients say, well, I don't remember having head trauma. And then later on, they get ready to walk out of the office. They said, you know, I'm starting to think about this. So it's an interesting discovery for many people. But head trauma is very sedating in upsetting the harmony of the biochemistry and hormones that affect their periods. Poor diet.
Yeah.
You know, you've said numbers of times, artificial foods is artificial health.
Yeah.
We've got to get back to the vegetables and the salads and the clean meats and the fruits and stay away from the carbonated drinks, of the alcohol, smoking, stay away from a lot of the plastic foods, things mm-hmm. that are chips and foods that are really not beneficial. If you're hungry, you want to eat some fruit, but eat the whole fruit. And so go think about what you can do that will be more diet related. Fix the diet. You might find that you'll lose a few pounds at the same time. But then another thing, and you mentioned earlier in the opening monologue here, that stress can be emotional, not just physical, mm-hmm. not just head trauma, not just diet or biochemical, but also it can be emotion related. So if you have chronic stress, if there's difficulties in your life that are stressing the adrenals is the basement membrane organ that forms all the hormones of the body. So therefore, if you're under stress, there's the connection. So how do you deal with that? Well, probably exercise, and we can get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But then one other thing, having practiced chiropractic for 40-some-odd years, if a person has a short leg and their spine's out of balance and they've got pinched nerves in the lower back, the lumbar nerves go into the hormonal system. So that's another interesting possibility. And in many cases, I have just worked on getting that balanced out, straightened out, and the hormones and the chemistry of the PMS problems begin to improve significantly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I know from experience myself that for PMS symptoms, doctors will usually prescribe birth control pills to kind of regulate the cycle, or they'll suggest antidepressants to regulate the moods. But is this really our best and only option for PMS?
When I was doing the preparation for this class today, I thought, recalling the years of practice and doing the nutrition as well as chiropractic, I don't know of anybody that did not benefit and really substantially improve with their PMS-type problems by opening up the nerve supply and then changing the diet and making the changes in the chemistry by using herbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big factor. Now, a lot of people have old injuries from head trauma, so that's got to get repaired. But that's the wonderful thing about the testing procedure that you use with this QRA, quantum reflex analysis. It's a great way of being able to see and determine when that head trauma occurred, and you can fix it within 2 weeks. Now you've got all the energetics into the organ, then you use the herbs to begin to bring back up. So the long story short, you don't have to use the medications. That's yeah. not a fix. It's a symptom, you know, drive. It alters symptoms, but does not repair it and fix it.
It's
not necessary.
So if you've tried antidepressants, birth control pills, products on the store shelves like your Midol, your Motrin, Aleve, you haven't been targeting the root cause of the PMS. It's just giving you short-term relief, but they don't stop the symptoms from returning again and again, month after month.
There you go.
And I know that from a personal experience. So the good news is, God provided us with natural ways to relieve and prevent PMS symptoms. You know, whether it's you or your teenage daughter, the best way to determine what natural herb is best for you is to get a QRA test. But if a QRA test is not possible, then I think one of my first recommendations would be one of our blockbuster specials today, the FemBalance. And FemBalance has a number of herbs that work synergistically to help support a healthy menstrual cycle. It helps to alleviate cramps and balance mood. And not only is FemBalance good for PMS, but it's a great support for menopause also. And the idea is to take it long enough to balance out the hormones. But if you're like me and you've got a teenager, they don't always follow the rules. So... what I do with my own child is when I start seeing the emotions pop up, or the mood, or when the cramps kick in, I'll have her take a couple and then I'll go on my way and do what I have to do that day. And I'll check in on her later on. And I mean, she might be balled over and, curled up in a little ball, with cramps, and I'll check in on her later on and say, "How you doing?" And she's like, "I'm fine. Why?" And I'm like, "Remember earlier we had cramps?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm good now." So that's, it's good to have on hand for no other reason than that. So, Dr. Heiss, are there any other nutrients that you like to use to help with the PMS symptoms?
Yeah, and you mentioned a couple in your blockbuster special with the estroflavone, gesterone. I'm going to add to that list, if I may. One of them is ultrapollen.
Yeah.
And that is great. When these ovaries get out of balance, that really makes a difference. And then, of course, have you noticed how many of these young people who have the PMS problems, they suffer with problems with the thyroid and the adrenals?
Absolutely.
Right. And so there's two nutrients there that will probably be a part of the fix, and that's xenostatin and adrenovin. And I was going to ask you, in your experience, how long does it generally take? What have you found to be able to fix this hormonal imbalance?
Generally 60 days.
Yeah, okay. That's been my experience too.
Yeah, if it's taken longer than 60 days, then usually I find a couple things happening. Either there is an interference field somewhere, or that's just blocking the energetics to one of those organs, or somebody is just living an extremely high-stress lifestyle.
Right.
And so there's, nothing you can do about the high stress.
And if they haven't changed the diet and this, a lot of stress, that can still put a drag on the balance. But generally, if they're ready to get well, jump through the hoop and take those nutrients, it's been my experience, as it is with yours now, 2 months.
Yeah.
And you can be out of this rut.
Yeah. As women, we dread menopause because of all the symptoms that are possible. But around the age of 40, most women start to begin perimenopause, which is the transition into menopause. And during this time, levels of estrogen, progesterone, and androgens fluctuate. And this transition can last anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Also, during this time frame, your periods may stop and then start again, or they can occur more frequently, or they may increase or decrease in intensity and flow. And so I'm assuming that during this stage, women get to experience PMS and menopause symptoms all at the same time.
That's right.
That's just mean. But Dr. Heiss, would you recommend any additional support or different support during perimenopause, anything different than you would, like, say, with PMS?
We've not talked about something that could help. It acts as a a balance. And that's the progesterone cream.
Yes.
You know, I've had good success with that. What's nice, though, is it takes all the guesswork out when you do the QRA test. For those that can come in and get tested by you, that takes all the guesswork out of it. But usually when they get into this perimenopause time of their life, it's the rapid changes in the levels of progesterone and the estrogen. Usually a rapid drop in the estrogen level will create the hot flash and a lot of these symptoms. And so by using progesterone, it acts as a balancer, an adaptogen, to really help to balance it. So we talked about stress reduction, diet changes. You can also take calcium, magnesium.
Yeah, that's an excellent
that's
support.
That's good, yeah. But I really like the idea of getting it fixed. It's such an easy solution for these types of ongoing problems.
Yeah, and as women, you know, we're kind of embarrassed about the menopause stage, you know, but it's a natural occurrence and there's no way to avoid it. All women are going to go through it if they live that long. And this usually begins between the ages of 45 to 55. However, if you're a smoker, the menopause can actually start as much as 9 years earlier. And then you can consider yourself to be officially in menopause once your period is stopped for a period of a full year. Yeah. And Dr. Heiss, what are some of the most common signs and symptoms of menopause?
Or perimenopause?
Well, let's say we're out of that and we're right into menopause now. So I know the hot flashes, which are perimenopausal also.
Yeah, I was going to say that the hot flashes, a little bit of the breast tenderness, fatigue. But if you're going now, you know, you're into the perimenopause and you're starting to approach the menopause time, then obviously when you do have periods, they're going to be very scant flow. There may even be some vaginal dryness, difficulty with sleeping, urinary frequency, or even difficulty with what we call incontinence, particularly if you have to sneeze or cough. But I did mention the vaginal dryness, the irregular periods. Those would be some of the changing symptoms that are going from perimenopause to menopause.
Yeah. Now, I know years ago, women going through menopause were put on hormone replacement therapy and given estrogens. Now that's no longer considered acceptable. So what are healthier options so that we don't have to suffer through these menopausal symptoms? Like you said earlier, estrogen dominance becomes an issue during menopause as our progesterone levels start to drop. The estrogen levels drop too, but the progesterone levels drop a whole lot faster. And this can cause a lot of the symptoms that we do experience during menopause. And one of the ways to balance out the unopposed estrogen, like we said, is the natural use of progesterone cream, and which is one of our blockbuster specials. We actually call it just gestrone cream. Estrogens can become dominant for several, many reasons. The first one is our exposure to the xenoestrogens. And we've talked about this before. These are the foreign estrogens that come from exposure to chemicals and plastics and genetically modified foods. Birth controls and hysterectomies are also a cause of estrogen dominance. And so progesterone is just, you know, is the cream is helpful because it's a precursor hormone. This means that the body can convert the progesterone into other hormones that it might need. So natural progesterone has no known side effects, but it can offer a lot of benefits. And then one of our other blockbuster specials, the estroflavone, that helps to support healthy estrogen metabolism and detoxification. Its hormone balancing support may provide significant relief for women with estrogen excess concerns, as well as providing powerful nutritional support to encourage healthy estrogen balancing in the menopausal women. So other than taking some natural nutrients, Dr. Heiss, what are some other things women can do to balance out their hormones?
Well, we talked about the diet. That's, again, very important. And then also some walking exercises on a regular basis. Nothing necessary to be really aggressive. But, you know, we talked about the osteoporotic osteopenia tendencies when a woman gets into those menopause years. So it's important to take the vitamin D3 along with some calcium just to help counteract. So there we go with the diet again and eating good foods and staying away from a lot of the alcohol. I hope you don't smoke.
Yeah, no smoking.
No smoking, yeah. Stay away from a lot of the alcohol. I think wine, although I don't drink wine, but some people who like wine, small quantities, that's fine.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stronger amounts of alcohol can be very disruptive to the body as well.
Yeah.
So diet, very important, and some walking exercises.
Yeah, and making sure you're getting enough sleep. And, of course, that's tough if you're not sleeping well, but then we can always work with that too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but just realize that, you know, there's a profound difference in the way that women's bodies respond to diet and exercise once we get over that 40-year mark as compared to women that are in their 20s and 30s. So now it's not just about calorie reduction, but the type of calories that you consume, you know, and it's important to balance, you know, short, intense trainings with moderate training. So you're not going to exercise the same way that you did in your 20s and 30s also. So, Dr. Heist, real quick, we've discussed that what we can do for, you know, as ourselves to help with our symptoms. But being a man, what are some things that men can do if they're living with women who've got PMS or menopause? How can they help either their women or themselves?
Well, it was my experience years ago that occasionally I would be aware that there might be that time of the month that my wife was going through that PMS time, but she really had, you know, with the benefits of being adjusted and taking nutrients, she really didn't have any difficulties. but going through to the menopause time, she did have a great deal of difficulty for a while, and that was before I knew what I know now, unfortunately. So she suffered a lot. But women, if you can put it on your calendars, let your husbands know, hey, you know, it's about 10 days, 7 to 10 days before my period. If I act a little bit different, if I'm short, if I bite your head off, just be aware of that. And husbands, if you're listening, ask your wife to let you know about a week before, just a few days before that period, just to kind of give you, make you privy to being aware that this is the time of the month in which some stuff is going to happen in our interpersonal relationship that doesn't make sense. It's kind of hard to understand. You can't understand why she's behaving as she is. It just doesn't make sense. So that might be good just to get that information out, to share that with one another so that you know and you can back off. And as husbands, that would be wise to know that. And then when that does come, then you just have to allow the grace of God to give you the patience, you know, to go through that.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Heist, congratulations on surviving all the stages of, you know, PMS, perimenopause, and menopause with all those women. Well, and thanks for sharing your expertise with us today.
Well, I make another suggestion here?
Absolutely.
And that is that for those of you who are, and this type of problem that we've been talking about today can vary in intensity, you know, but if it is problematic for you, it's really a difficult thing for you, then come get the QRA test from Renee, because that's really what is so easy to fix and remediate and be able to get the hormonal system back in order again. Herbs, you know, we've talked about that scripture verse in Genesis 1:29-30. The Lord said, this is going to be your food. And if we get the right kind of herbs, you can actually reconstruct those organs, like the ovaries or the uterus or the thyroid or the adrenals that are all interconnected with the hormonal system. You get those back in balance, and you're going to have such quality of life. And I want to issue a warning, too. The allopathic approach to using hormones, and I'll mention HRT. Some of you women maybe you've heard that phrase, hormone replacement therapy. Years ago, there was the horse urine that was used. That's gone now, but there's still other pharmaceutical forms which are potentially like throwing gas on a fire, not fixing the problem, and just stay away from that. Go to the fix. Go back to the scriptures and use this Curie approach to fix the problem.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Heiss. You've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is Femme Balance, Estroflavone, and Gesterone Cream. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off of your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com or find Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. Thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.